From sleepless nights to tantrums at the store, wiping sticky hands and cleaning up the kitchen floor. Every day is an adventure, never a dull moment in sight. They're breaking all the rules with their hearts shining bright.
Making Mom Friends Part 2.
It was such a big discussion when we asked for feedback that it has to have a part two.
It escalated into more than one episode.
Yes. So, but today's episode, I mean, the first episode, you can go and listen to it. It was basically just about, you know, how we all feel the same about mom friends and making mom friends and how we feel judged, blah, blah, blah. But now it comes to, okay, so how do we make mom friends?
You've told us how not to stress about it.
Yes.
But now how do we actually do it?
Okay.
Just another quick disclaimer. This is not a professional full-on setup. If you hear kids in the background,
Secret Life of Malahood.
It's what it is, man. Yeah. Okay.
So these are not the mom friends that you have the super, super deep relationships with that you phone 2 o'clock in the morning. These are friends that are moms that you get along with, that you have non-awkward conversations with.
Mm-hmm.
It's a comfortable setting. You can have a glass of wine or coffee or tea or whatever floats your boat without feeling super awkward. How do you find those friends? How do you build those friendships?
Finding a mom friend starter pack. In 10 easy steps. And cue the music. Step 1.
Commit. When you find a mom that you think you could have a good conversation with, commit to a date.
And a time.
And a time.
This is going to be difficult. Our schedules are all rough. Okay?
Yes.
Don't be deterred. Keep scrolling through the calendar. You're going to find a date and a time. Commit.
If it gets postponed a little bit, recommit.
Okay? Don't fuss.
Step 1. Step 2. Agree on a neutral place.
This is very important. A neutral place. Okay? This is a coffee shop. This is an indoor playground.
This is the first date.
Yes.
Okay? We're not taking each other home yet.
No.
But the rule for agreeing on a neutral place is come as you are. Unless you are someone who dresses up everywhere you go, which is fine,
come as you are.
Come in your sneakers, your jeans. If your shirt's got a little stain on it, bonus points.
Cool.
Okay, come as you are. Step 3. Ask questions you actually want to know the answers to.
You don't care what her favorite color is. You don't care what her spirit animal. Well, sometimes you do. But you want the stuff that matters now in both of your lives.
In episode 1, we agreed that it is not weird to have conversations with people about what your principles are.
No.
We're grown-ups that are busy. We're not going to waste each other's time.
No.
Okay?
We want to get straight to the point.
Step 4. The playdate is now over. If you enjoyed it, but you feel like, I don't know if this is someone I'll click with, say thank you. That was really nice.
And leave it at that.
Leave it at that. If you feel like you want to do this again, then you say,
taste the waters.
Let's do this at my place next time.
Yes, make it personal, okay? Invite other mom into your own space.
I thought you were going to say chaos.
Well, that too.
Step 5, follow up within 2 weeks.
Don't be pushy, okay? You don't want to be that mom who's on the phone 20 minutes after the first date or 2 days. Give it time.
But within 2 weeks, like, don't let it go 6 months.
No.
Okay?
You've missed the boat. But a reasonable time, we feel, is 2 weeks.
So within 2 weeks, try and set another date. Otherwise, you're going to forget. You're going to get busy. It's just never going to happen.
And then in the meantime, try sending a meme or two or three.
Share memes. And if you get a reciprocal meme...
Yes, you'll feel the kind of response you get. Read it.
If the response is not great, and this is the same with someone just saying, that was nice, but they don't really seem like they wanna...
Then
go back to step 1 with someone else. And that's fine, okay? Step 7. With the next one, meet at one of your houses and don't clean up too much.
No. You don't want other mom to feel out of place in your house because your place is sparkling clean, but you don't want her to stumble across 5 Barbie dolls when she walks into the door, okay?
More like panties.
That too.
Socks. Dirty clothing.
So just make a little bit of effort, but don't go over the top.
Because then you're just going to make it seem like you've got all your shit together.
And she doesn't.
And none of us do.
And you wouldn't like that being the other way around. Okay, next.
Step 8, offer coffee, tea, and wine.
Because that's fine.
If you want to. If you've got wine, if you're okay with wine, offer wine. Point is, offer whatever you want, and then you also have whatever you want. Because in my case, it might be that I'm trying to be polite and say, coffee, please. If you're having wine and I secretly want wine, you know, you want to be the friend that you want.
The real one, what you said, yes.
Step 9, ask the kids to help clean up afterwards.
That is a very important indicator, okay? Yeah. Because the way the kids react and the way the mom reacts, that's going to tell you a lot of where this friendship is going to go.
And then step 10, rinse and repeat.
Rinse and repeat.
If you've got any other steps, let us know. If you missed anything.
The Secret Life of Motherhood on Facebook. There's a chat link to our WhatsApp group. If you've got any other steps, any other hints, any other tips,
any feedback, any topics you want us to talk about,
let us know.
See you next week.
See you next week right here on
The Secret Life of Motherhood.
Dun, dun.
The Secret Life of Motherhood, only on Nova 103.5.